I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Wednesday, June 8. Coming up, 5 more Zika cases confirmed, over 300 tons of sugar harvested at Long Pond Sugar Factory, and JCF warns public of malicious emails. The details after the break.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act are petty session matters, entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is reporting 5 more confirmed cases of the Zika virus in Jamaica. This increases the number of confirmed ZikV cases to 21. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton made the announcement in Parliament Tuesday.
Of the 787 which were tested, 480 results have been received, of which 21 were positive for Zika virus. We estimate that the number of confirmed cases is just a small portion of what is actually the reality in terms of the persons who have possibly been infected.
Under Phase 2 of the Ministry's public health response, the sector is being equipped to handle any increase in severe cases of ZikV, chikungunya, and other mosquito-related illnesses. The Health Ministry has also been preparing intensive care units and high-dependency areas at hospitals to treat severe cases of the virus and will be providing additional ventilators where needed. Hospital and clinic staff have been trained to closely monitor pregnant women and their babies with related symptoms under the Prevention of Mother-to-Child Transmission Program. In the meantime, Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton is again calling on doctors to report all suspected cases of the Zika virus. Speaking in Parliament Tuesday, Dr. Tufton reiterated that the ministry estimates that the number of confirmed cases is just a small portion of the reality in terms of persons who could possibly be infected.
Mr. Speaker, I've been personally hearing about several Jamaicans presenting with a rash suspected to be Zika and its associated impact, especially those persons residing in Kingston, in St. Catherine, Westmoreland, and Clarendon. I assure you that we are investigating and we urge doctors to continue to ensure that we get the reports on suspicion, both in the private and the public sector.
Symptoms of the Zika virus spread by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito include mild fever, red or sore eyes, headache, joint pain, and rash. The World Health Organization, however, indicates that only 1 out of 4 infected persons will have symptoms. The Long Pond Sugar Factory in Trelawney has produced 327 tons of sugar since resuming operations 3 weeks ago. This follows government's temporary takeover of operations at the Clarkstown-based facility earlier this year, beginning with repairs totaling $180 million. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says the intervention has rescued the livelihood of over 230 farmers while preserving 130 jobs.
In parallel, we are working intensely with the owners of Long Pond to find new investors to invest in other revenue streams complementary to sugar, such as cogeneration, ethanol, and the production of other biogas for energy.
Mr. Samuda was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. In the meantime, the Agriculture Minister says following cabinet approval, Sugar Company of Jamaica SCJ Holdings will operate the Money Musk Sugar Factory in Clarendon for the 2016-2017 crop year. This forms part of an agreement between the government and Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company, principals of Money Musk. Under the agreement, SCJ Holdings will operate the Money Musk factory rent-free in order to mill the over 150,000 tons of cane expected for the crop period. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is alerting members of the public, particularly those in corporate Jamaica, to be on the alert for a malicious email claiming to be from the police. The JCF says the email, which has been circulating, is sent from the domain jamaicanpolice.com and declares the police have received a complaint against the recipient and advises the user to follow a series of instructions. The constabulary says the message was not sent by any arm or division of the force. Persons in receipt of the email are being advised not to respond and to delete it immediately. It is suspected that the message is a phishing tool designed to obtain the personal data of the recipient. The Information and Communication Technology Division of the JCF is working with cybercrimes detectives to determine the source of the email. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.